Okay, so yesterday we started discussing the brachas of thundering and lightning. We mentioned the Gemara brachas, Daphne Dalet, Daphne Tess, Tosfos we spoke about, the Rambam, the Ravid, and Ladino we saw in Shulchan Aruch that we make either or bracha. We make like Tosfos and Rav Yishayin, that you make one of the two. Okay, now the Magen Avraham brings down nearly Dimshama Re'eim V'ro Barak Echad. If I heard a thundering and I saw a lightning at the same time, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Achas, Baruch Oysa Ma'isa Breshes. I make one bracha, and that's the bracha of Oysa Ma'isa Breshes. Says the Machzis HaShekel, what's pshat in the Magen Avraham? Pshat is the midin yachal varach bein al reim bein al brak oisem reis brachus. Because midin, if you made on either one, if you made on the thundering or the lightning, oisem reis brachus, or shekoychik bras me'olav yoytza. Either brach on both of them. Ella, just what ha'olam noigim levarach al ra'omim shekoychik bras me'olav. The olam's noig to make on thundering. Because like the way we explained the bracha yesterday, this means Kadosh Baruch Hu put a koyach and a gvur into this world to give us a fear, so we should come to Yiras Hashem. But so that could be also through lightning. But the meaning is that it comes out more through the thundering. Val brak we make oisem aisem brachus. Then he says v'tamkos v'taz shereitz levach shnei abrachos. Because we want to get in both brachas, therefore we split 1-1. Since Be'etzim you can make both, right? Like we said, because through the rain, through the thundering, you see more the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than from the lightning. Oysa Ma'isa Breishis is Shaykh also by the lightning, just like the thundering. It's equal, so therefore we leave from there. So therefore he says, Imkain. When I hear the thundering and I see the lightning at the same time, I make one bracha for both. Even though I could be yoytza also with koychek v'rasim alei oylam on both, but it's better to make oysa ma'isa breishes on both. The end of bracha zu shaykh is called kach lebrak lefi minika oylam. According to the minika oylam that we split it, oysa ma'isa breishes would fit with both of them more than koychek v'rasim alei oylam. That's what he says. The Taz himself, the Taz brings down this minig, says Ve'ini Yedeya Tam Lazeh. He's not sure why they split the Koichik Barasi by thundering and Moisim Aspirations by lightning. He says Ve'ini Yedeya Tam Lazeh Ulai Shar Omim Marum Koyach Mash Engim Bebrokim. Which I'm not sure exactly what the Ve'ini Yedeya to the minig Olam is. I mean, it makes sense, but right, you see, he learned that koychek v'rasim alei oylam means somewhat that the bracha koychek v'rasim alei oylam is that there is a koych in this world which shakes you up, like lightning also does. When you see lightning, people get scared. Like we said yesterday, to make the brachas, you need to be mispoiled from it. So what hispoilus do we get from thunder and lightning in order to make the bracha? Has to be some kind of moving feeling. Now, there's a discussion over here.
Somebody's standing very close to lightning strike.
So, he could, but the minig olam is to make oisem aisem breishes, then to wait for the thundering for.
Someone's standing very close to the place of lightning.
I'm saying he could, but still the minig olam is to split it. You want to get both brachas. So we'll split the. Right. The Mishbrua brings this down halach l'maisa, this Magav Ram, and he even ends off, he says, if he made a koychek v'rasim alei oylam, both of them together, yotze, you yotze, gam ken yotze. This halach, if you saw them both together, you made one bracha. Even if you only make koychek v'rasim alei oylam, you would be yotze. And the Shaitzin says, this is according to the minig. He says, "Haynu l'fi minig olam shemahadrish levarcha brakim shekoychek v'rasim." Abamas Medina the Gemara and the Zemach and Klal. Says it's me Gedal. So according to Mishbura, as the Mishbura continues to speak out, that when do you make the two brachas? When they're not one after another. When they're not one after another, then you would make the two brachas. Now the Eliyahu Rabbah, he brings down this taz that we mentioned, and he says he understands the difference. Then he brings down the Makkot of Ram that we mentioned. He brings down the Ravon and Simirash, which tells the Shikas of the Ein Ra'am B'lei Barak. There's no thundering without lightning. So what's the case? Like every lightning comes with thundering, so you're always gonna have it together. You have to say that if you didn't see the lightning, it's as if there was a lightning, even though you know that it's coming together. Then you'll have to make a brach on the brach when you see the brach. On the lightning, when you saw lightning alone, so then afterwards you'll make on the thundering. He says, "Miu bedin the shamareim bra brak nearly devarch shneim." You make both the abreiru beyade. Im kein yachalim shavarch alecha shekoych avalecha ismarveshes. He wants to say that. So first of all, he explained what it means. Then he says, "And even if you saw them together, also you can make both brachas." Void hadas arayvid v'rashi, which is brought in the Beis Yosef, that even on lightning alone you can make both brachas. Right, that's the rival we quoted yesterday. V'chem pasik ravon. V'zavad yesh l'smechalayo. And that's what we talk and saw there. Right, so that's the Eliyahu Rabbah wants to say, not like this Magen Avraham. And the Aruch HaShulchan brings down the Magen Avraham. And he says, La Niz Daiti. He brings down the Magvram. They make on them one bracha. It's a bracha shiirta, whichever one you want. The Olam's night to make. The Olam's night to make. Even in this case, we saw both. Oysem Isebracious and Koichig Burasai. Laniz daiti says bracha shnehu bracha levatala. That it's a bracha levatala. I mean, he agrees to the Magen Avraham, even though the minhag olam is to do both. Gam ataz esroa mazeh ein sham. Well, your rabbi rotsa l'taretz v'lahoyol ein sham. He doesn't like the other rabbi's teretz. Ve'ein zeh rak la'aray v'sheve b'yisiz eshkar os levach shnayim v'chem v'om rashi aval lo meyachnisu atzman lebracha. So the Aruch HaShulchan, even though he says that the minig was to make both, even when he's seen them both together, he's not so happy with it. However, I quote yesterday. Who says, it is brought down, I think it was the Isha of Ram. Who? It was the Isha of Ram. The Mice of the Isha of Ram writes that the meaning is to make both brachas, and the Rabbi says that, and in the Aruch HaShulchan also you see the meaning is. And I think that is the meaning. Even when you see lightning and thundering together, you talk about both brachas. That's what you make bracha of Eisim Eisim Brachas, and also the bracha of Koyich Brachas Melei Olam. Then there's, I don't have I forgot my phone now. What time is it? 7:40. Okay, then also there's an issue over here, there's a discussion of it. Discussion over here. Do we make the brachas with the Shem of Malchus or not? And this is negated to the whole siman. All these brachas are ears. Do we do with Shem of Malchus or not? So the the Rishonim. So the Ravid says as follows. The Ravid is in Sefer Kosev Shama, and it's on the Balmar. The Ravid says that he says Teda, to imem halos karvle machas. He's against those that say that there's a skara machas, that we say the shema machas. Uklala dava kol brach sheni kavua, any brach which is not kavua, vine keres the brachim, it happens from time to time. Ain a tuna skara. Sharefil brach ziman shumin a teira, pnei shine keres min a brach le brachim, ain ba skara machas. Haruki brach zershus. You don't have to see whatever all these brachas is. So therefore, as you say, it is that if it's a brachas reshus, it's without the shame of malchus, and he's building it, he's bringing it right from Zimon. He says, "Avavade amavarach al mitzvah shuchayv levarach tzarchas kar malchus." When you're making a brachas mitzvah, you do make a But whether you need to or not, Taisvis and Masechet Brachot of Nundal Amar Aleph brings down Rabbeinu Shmaya. The Chol Ani Brachos Shrichim Laskar Hashem Amachas. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. He speaks to that. Chen Kasev Rabbeinu Shimshon Mikutzi. Ki Ari Hayirogol Varach Al Brachim. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shkoyach Vraz Melech Olam. Chem Pir Shri, Maisi Bir Shalmi. Venerel Rabbeinu Didavka L'Roi Mishleifa. Okay, that was it. So Akabonim, the Taisvis, the Rajba's Matcha, the Raivid, over the end of Nundalid. The Rambam brings down that you make the Shem Machas, and the Rosh and Shuvah Klal Dala is Gimel, also says that we're not knowing like the Raivid, you make Shem Machas. We have Machlaik Zishenim over here, if it's with Shem Machas. And it's interesting, you take a look at the Sephardi Paiskim, in the Pesach Dvir, they all start off like really should make Berachas, but for some reason the minig is not to. So the Pesach Dvir wants to say that maybe the reason why the minig is by them is not to make Shema Machas, because we're going to learn soon that the din, later we'll learn that the din is supposed to do Techidei Dibur. Not everyone's a bucky when Techidei Dibur is, so therefore they're worried they're not going to do Techidei Dibur, even though the Taz holds that does not need to be Techidei Dibur, still it should be Techidei Dibur. So Mela was Samech on the Ravid, he says, not to make a bracha. The Ben Ish Chai also in Pashas Ekev starts off, Berchas, make a bracha Shemachas, but the meaning by us is not to. And the Kaf Chaim also, via Sif Aleph, brings down a few reasons, a few times in the Simen, in Eis Aleph, and in a few other places, he says, so he brings down reasons why one does not make a bracha. Why the meaning by them was not to make a bracha. You'll look, you'll see the reasons. The Arletzian also, he brings down that there are those that know to make a bracha, those that know not to make a bracha. Each person shvall the meaning of his place. Then he says, even someone whose meaning is not to make a bracha, if he would decide to make a bracha, he could make a bracha. Some is coming off that Ravid. However, you see that that they all were noted not to. But Mitzad Sheni, the Mishnah Brura, and the other Ashkenaz Paiskim are mashman that you do make a bracha, like those Rishonim, like Rav Rishonim, that you do make a bracha. Fine. So Halacha L'maisa, by thunder and lightning, we do make a bracha. And the other Riyas, the other Bechas Riyas, like we mentioned yesterday, we don't make, because we don't get a spoil from it. But if you get a spoil from it, then in a chnam, you probably could make a bracha. The Shema Machas. Okay, we'll continue. No, I was talking about like mountains and shooting stars and things like that. Yeah. We'll discuss it. But I just, it depends on the way it speaks today.